This is a brand new episode of an Investor's Journey podcast. I am your host, Jonathan Barbera. And before we get started with this episode, again, I would like to stress to you guys, kind of ran out of breath on that last one. I would like to stress to you guys is that if you have any questions about any of the episodes you're listening to, any part, any section, seriously, reach out. Email me. My email is john@primehomes.com, john@primehomes.com. You can email me with any questions. You can comment on any one of these, wherever you're watching this video, or send me a private message, whatever you want, but reach out. Every time I go to a networking event, I get the same question from you guys about, you know, a past episode, maybe it was months ago, that you heard and something didn't quite make sense, or you needed further explanation, you've been waiting weeks or months to be able to ask that question. There's no need for that, right? There's no need for you to wait. You got to keep moving with your business. You got to get that thing going. So if there's something I talked about and you're not sure, reach out. I'm always available to answer questions, all right? So make sure to take advantage. So on this episode, it's a very special episode, because I wanted to share something that nobody really knows about. This is something that it's very interesting that it's been kept so secretive, and the majority of people do not know about this. And if you do this, you'll never fail in real estate. You understand? Or let alone in any business. I mean, if you really learn this tactic and learn to implement it, it is something that you'll be astonished at what you can achieve. You'll be astonished at how big you can grow your business. So I always see so many people just spend tens of thousands of dollars on training, right? On books, on coaching, on mentorships, on all of these things. Tens of thousands of dollars. Or they'll attend countless seminars, you know, to be able to go and hear from these professionals and learn these new tactics and strategies. Or they'll spend an immense amount of time listening to podcasts, right? And they're listening to every single podcast, especially when it comes to real estate. They listen to all the real estate podcasts there is, business podcasts, everything. Yet they still struggle. They still struggle to get going. They still struggle to perhaps grow their business, or many times they just flat out fail when they get out there. So what I'm about to share with you, it is something that nobody really talks about. Nobody that wherever I go, most people don't know this really exists. Only very few people I've seen actually implement this. So when I tell you this secret, right, this is going to be something that's going to be so simple, yet nobody really implements it. I want you to stay with me because I'm going to show you why it works and how you can implement this better moving forward. So that secret is, man, I wish I could add drum rolls. I could probably edit that in there, but don't have the time to think about it to figure it out. But the secret is networking. Okay? So I understand right now many of you are like, what the hell? Listen to me. This is serious. I am not joking. Networking is a serious, serious tactic to implement. This is something that has brought us from zero, negative. We started with absolutely nothing. All right. We weren't, you know, these college educated, had a high paying job. We had, you know, thousands or tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars in savings. No, nothing. It was something that we were struggling to just get by. We started with nothing, all right? And now we have gotten to where we are. And in my point of view, it's impressive, all right? Because I don't see many people get here. I don't see many people actually succeed in this space. And it has been through networking that we've been able to get here. Because trust me, I am not the smartest person. You understand? By any means, there are so many people out there so much smarter than me. But the one thing that I have that most of those people don't have is the ability to network and take action on who I'm networking with. That alone has helped us get to this level. All right. And it keeps helping us grow further and further, easier and easier. So why is this important? I'm part of a mastermind with an owner of a brokerage here in Texas. And we were having breakfast last weekend, and he asked me, you know, but what are you guys preparing? What are you guys doing to prepare if the market crashes? Right? Because he has been in real estate during the last market crash. And during that last market crash, he got caught with a couple flips and stuff. And he's like, it was tough. He says, you know, it happened. It was very quick. We were in the middle of rehabs. He's like, you know, luckily he was able to get out of those flips, but it was hard. Like, he could have definitely had a lot more struggle, you know, if he wasn't as good as he is on the investing side. But he asked us, he's like, what are you doing to prepare? You know, and I was like, well, I don't know. I was like, you know, we're doing our thing, right? Where we have reserves and all of that. And we keep a close eye on the market to try to see if there's any shifts or anything going on. But other than that, I was like, just keep growing my network. And then he says, I was like, I'm sure in a down market, owner finance is going to become a great strategy. And he says, well, why don't you try to do one or two now so you can kind of develop the systems? And I tell him, I was like, well, you know, you're one of the people that I know that knows this very, very well, how to do owner finance. And he's like, yeah. I was like, so I'll just partner with you. He's like, well, yeah, that's true. So that is literally my answer to anything, is that I don't need to waste time right now putting in systems on things that may or may not happen now or 10 years from now. We just don't know, right? So I don't care to put those systems in place. What I do put in place is networking, because the deeper my network goes, right, and the more influential my network is of people that really know what they're doing and how to do this, the less I'm going to struggle, because I know my success depends on me and I'm going to do whatever I need to do to succeed, right? So if the market tanks and owner finance become a thing, I'm going to go straight to that guy and I'm going to tell him, hey, what do you need? What kind of properties you look for? I look for this, this, and this. I'm going to use all my resources, all the people I know. I'm going to get out there and I'm going to start finding those properties. I'm going to bring them right back to him and partner with him so he can teach me how to do it. You understand? And then we either build a partnership or I learn enough or I do it on my own. And guess what? There goes the crisis, right? I learned a strategy during the down market, the same like short sales, the same like anything. All because of my network being as strong as it is. So that is by far one of the best whys of doing this. Another thing to keep in mind is growth, right? We've done everything. Every time we grow, we're doing something new. We don't grow because we keep doing the same thing and it just magically makes more money. It's because we're trying new things. We're taking on new strategies, riskier deals, or jumping over into, you know, like before we were wholesalers, then we hopped over into fix and flips, then we went into buy and holds, and now we're trying to get into new builds. Every time we step into a new area, we tap into our network. Who's the best person we know in this? Who's a person that knows how to get this part done? Who's a person that has experience in this area? And we tap into that network and we partner with those people and we learn from those people and we bring them deals so they can teach us. You understand? That's exactly how we got into this point. And right now we want to grow our new build division in our company. And we're looking for people that know how to do the construction side very well so we can partner with them. So we can figure out, all right, what's this, you know, like the permitting part and all this stuff. It tends to be very complicated. We're doing a few new builds right now and those parts are kicking our ass. You understand? Because you go to the city, they tell you one thing. And then when you go back, it's something else. So being with somebody that's already been through this, they can tell you, yeah, the city's going to say this, but this is really what they want. Or they're going to ask you for this, but this is how you present it. So partnering with people that know that helps us tremendously, right? So that's how we do every time we want to grow to that next level. And if we ever decide to go into multifamily, which we might, is just going to be in a different market. This market makes no sense for it. But if we ever decide to go into multifamily, I'm going to reach out to people that are in multifamily successfully. And then I'm going to bring them deals. I'm going to bring them a ton of value. So then I can grow that part of the business into multifamily. I hope this is making sense. And the last reason of why this is important, and this is a very, very important reason, and I really want this to sink in, is you don't know what you don't know. Okay? I hope that makes sense. You don't know what you don't know. The reason I say this is because I always hear investors say the same shit over and over. And it's like, well, you know, I learned better on my own. Bullshit. Okay? All you're saying is that you're greedy, you don't want to share shit, and you want to get out there and try to figure it out because you have some ego about you that you're going to be special and just kill it on your first deal. That's just completely idiotic, and all you're doing is setting yourself up for failure. You don't know what you don't know. If you're getting into a new flip and you say, well, I learned better hands-on. Learn what? What are you learning better? You don't know if you're doing it correctly. Even if you sell it and you make some money, you don't know if you could have made tremendously more money. Even if you screw up, you don't know why you screwed up. You just know that you screwed up. You know that you just lost money, but you don't know why. You know you're struggling with your contractors, but you don't know why. You get what I'm saying? Like, you just don't know what you don't know. And that, again, through partnerships, through networking, is how you avoid that situation. We actually did a renovation a few years ago that was out of our normal wheelhouse of deals that we do. So typically in San Antonio, we flip properties under the $200,000 price point because they sell fast. This deal, we through a partnership, through networking, we got into the property that the ARV was like 280, in the high 200s. That in San Antonio is a very different market because that market in the high 200s is not a very needy market, right? They have options. They have options of new construction. They have options of areas of town, size of homes. They have options. So this was the first time we did this. And we went ahead, we went with our typical way of renovating. We renovated the whole house, did everything. And then we brought in a real estate agent, friend of ours that we met through networking, surprise, surprise, that he understands, he works a lot with buyers. So we brought him in. We're like, hey, what are we missing? Right? What is something that this house needs that we haven't thought of? So he went through and he's like, you need to put curtains. You need to stage it more. We already stage it, but he's like, you need to stage it more. You need to put a glass door in the bathroom. You need to do this. You need to do that. He started pointing out a lot of finishing touches that we typically do not do because it's not necessary for houses under 200. But he says any house over 250, it is, because that is the little extra detail that's going to sell the house. And we put this house on the market in December during the holidays. And even he was skeptical about this house selling. And we sold it within a month. We priced it at 280. We got 277 for it. You get what I'm saying? Like, through our network, we were able to do all those right things and avoid the house sitting on the market longer. Avoid turning away buyers that when they come home, when they come look at it, it's just not that little bit more that they would want to see. You understand? So again, those are the whys. Those are the reasons why networking is important. Now, I want to cover the hows, right? How to network. Because this is probably what I think is the majority of the reasons why most of you are not doing it. You just don't know. You're awkward as shit. You're nervous. You're scared. You don't know what you're going to say. So you go to these networking events and you're like, ah, crap. I don't know what I'm going to do. So I wanted to cover how you do it. First things first is before you go into the event, why are you even there? All right. Ask yourself this. Why am I here? Why am I at this event? And maybe there's a speaker you want to hear, but that cannot be your number one reason, because guess what? Strategies, you can find them on YouTube all day long. They're not hard to find. Okay. There is nothing new under the sun in real estate. All right. There's just somebody that can explain it differently for you. So it's not the strategy so much. The reason you're there is for the networking, is because of the other people that are there interested in the same strategy, right? Those are the people, if you're interested in buy and hold and you see other people there, they're probably interested in buy and hold too, if that's what the topic is. So you want to network with those people because you might have people in there that are very savvy in the buy and hold space, and they can become partners or maybe even mentors for you as you proceed in that strategy or with that tactic. So networking is why you are there, all right? And you got to just reaffirm yourself. This is why I'm here. Now, I have so many books in my queue on Amazon, but there's one that talks about having an alter ego. Maybe you need to develop one. So, you know, Kobe Bryant had an alter ego. Beyonce had an alter ego. And a lot of people, when they started, they needed that alter ego. They needed to be able to step into this other personality and say, that's it. I'm not this nervous, scared person anymore. I'm this person. I'm confident. I'm out there. You know, this is who they're meeting, because they don't know you. They don't know how you really are. Only you do. So if you're worried that they're going to judge you, how? How are they going to judge you? They don't know you, right? So all they can judge is what you put forward. So if you put confidence and you go out there and you just own it, that's all they can judge, is that your person that's confident comes out and does their thing. You understand? So you can kind of maybe use that to your advantage and create an alter ego. You understand? You become a different person. I personally, I'm not a fan of events, of crowds, of a lot of people. I tend to get, you know, very drained from these events. I'm the kind of person that prefers to be home. I'm a home person. I don't like parties. I don't like clubs. I don't like crowds. I like being home, right? I like my space, my safe space. So every time I go to an event, I got to step into a different person. I got to become somebody else that goes there and is not afraid of crowds. It's not afraid to step forward. And even when I give talks, I'm still nervous as hell when I get up there and give a talk. Even though I know what I'm talking about, I'm still nervous. I'm still scared when I go up there. But I need to shift that and just step forward and just go in, right? And put that personality forward of that confidence. So ask yourself, why am I here? And then who do I need to be for this to succeed, right? For me to have it easier when I get out there. And then you got to remember, you got to be assertive, okay? Don't just wait for people to come up to you, all right? This is something that, so I became the vice president of the Alamo Ria, and I go to these networking events, right? So the Alamo Ria essentially kicks off at like around 6:30. That's when, like, you know, the main speaker, the president of the Alamo, goes up there and starts talking about the agendas and all this. But from 5:30 to 6:30 is networking. That's an hour of networking. All right. It's people arriving, getting some food and networking and all this. All I see is people getting food, going to their chair and sitting down and eating and keeping their head down. Right. That's it. That is a waste of time. Are you really there for a freaking meal? Come on. Did you really go there because you were really hungry? You really need that meal because you're not going to eat for another week. You get what I'm saying? Like, you're not there for the meal. Put the freaking fork down. Stop it. All right? You're not there to eat. You're not there to drink. You're there to network. All right? I understand that this may be upsetting some of you and, you know, or makes you nervous. But don't be. I'm going to show you what to ask. All right. But for right now, again, why are you there? You're there to network. Why are you sitting on your ass eating a plate of food when you can be out there networking, talking to people, meeting people that will blow your minds on what the things that they know and the ability that you can have by partnering with these people and by working with them? All right. So you got to be assertive. You got to go out there. You got to get in there and you got to start talking to people. So what do you ask? That's primarily like, how do you start the conversation? What's the first thing you do? What I recommend is using the context of the event to your advantage. All right. So when you first walk in and you meet someone and you see somebody, ask them, how did you hear about this? Right. Just say, hi, you know, obviously introduce yourself. Hi, I'm John. Just how did you hear about this event? You know, and then see what they answer. And then, okay, so what is it that made you decide to come here? What made you want to come to this event? And then what you're doing is having them talk about themselves. People love to talk about themselves. So all this is doing is building your confidence up, because you don't have to say much. You're damn near interrogating them, right? So you're asking them questions, letting them give you stuff, and all while you start building this up, all this confidence up. So how did you hear about it, and why are you here? What is it about this event that made you come here, right? Because then that you start finding some commonalities there that you guys can click on. And the next thing is, well, what do you do? What do you focus on, right? Here you want to know, are they investors? Are they, do they work at a job? And maybe they're thinking about becoming investors. Because here's where you kind of determine, you know, should you keep talking to them? Or is it time to, you know, make the excuse of, let me go get a quick drink of water, and then you just disappear. All right. Because that's another thing about networking events. Whoops. Is you got to network. Don't spend an hour with one person. You got to try to keep these conversations under 5 to 10 minutes. All right. So that way you can hit up another person. So how did you hear about it? Why did you decide to come? What do you do? Now, if they're in real estate and they tell you what they do in real estate and they're successful in what they do in real estate, ask them, what is that one thing that you think brought you the success in real estate? Because this is where you get those, you know, nuggets, I guess, of information, of value from these people. Because this is when, if you're talking to a savvy investor or wholesaler or buy and hold investor, whatever it is, they'll share with you what is that one thing. And it makes them think. It makes this conversation a lot more engaging rather than, you know, oh, yeah, my name is so-and-so, I do this, what do? Here's my card, have a nice day. No, you're actually engaging in a thoughtful conversation. It makes it more entertaining for them and you. Again, you're there to network, make it fun. Don't be just what we call a card ninja, right? Where you just go out, here's my card, here's my card, here's my card, here's my card. I hate that. I hate when I meet somebody, the first thing they do, hi, here's my card. I don't give a damn about your card. You understand? Like, good job, you have a card. I throw it out. Because that means absolutely nothing to me. I want to know who you are and what you do. And if you're already coming in with the card, I already lost interest in you. You understand? Because all you're trying to do is sell me on some bullshit. And it's always, and sorry if this offends you, but it's always real estate agents that start off a conversation that way. So stop it. Stop with the cards. Build relationship. Asking these questions is really what's going to help you get there. So if they're successful, what's the one thing that got you there? And if they're not successful, maybe they're just starting off, well, what's that challenge that you're facing? Because guess what? Maybe the challenge they have is something maybe you found an answer to already. And you can share that with them and bring more value to them, which in return, they might reciprocate later on with bringing a deal to you. Or maybe you two share the same challenge, right? Maybe both of you are having the same issue. And then you say, well, let's see if we can figure this out. Right? Let's go network and see if you come across somebody that, you know, can help you with this, and let me know and I'll do the same thing. Right? Now you made a friend, and within this fight of becoming successful, now you have a friend that has the same and shares the same challenge as you do. All right? So that's really helpful and very successful. It really works. Now, the next question I get is, all right, but what do you do if there's like a group of people and you want to get in there? All right. The best thing you can do is go into the group, pick somebody out, and then stand really close to them and just look at them. Don't even blink. Just stare at them right into their eyes. All right? And I'm absolutely joking. Do not do that. You're going to weird people out and they're probably going to kick you out of the event. That was a joke. Don't do that. All right, but just come up to that group. Just stand in there. Keep in mind, everybody there is there, or at least should be there, to network. All right, so nobody's going to be like, the hell's this person want? You understand? Like, everybody's there to network. So nobody's going to be thinking that you're the only one making all these scenarios in your head of them thinking all these weird shit. Nobody's thinking that. All right, it's just you. Everybody there knows everybody's there to network. So you go into that group and try to wait for a more natural pause, right? There's a lot of times when the conversation's going back and forth, going back and forth. And a lot of times my experience has been that somebody in that group will bring you into the conversation when they see you just standing there. All right. They'll automatically just rope you right into the conversation and you kind of just pick up with them. But if that does not happen, wait for a natural break in the conversation and just ask, how do you guys all know each other? That's it. How do you guys all know each other? Oh, well, actually, we just met. I'm this, I'm that. And they start introducing themselves. Then you introduce yourself. That's it. You're in the conversation now. You're in that little group. Now you start talking to them. Start engaging with them, right? You see what each of them do. And you go back through these questions. What made you guys come here? You understand what's made you successful, or what's your challenge? And get them really getting that conversation going. Trust me, I've done this at networking events, and the groups that form and the quality of conversations we have is so much better. And then what happens is that more business comes out of it because they remember you. You were the person that actually asked good questions, and they will remember that. All right, so use these questions. They really work. I know it's simple, and that is the point. That is everything in life that brings success is actually very simple. We just find ways of overcomplicating it. We find ways of making it that much harder to implement, so it just becomes a nightmare to do. But it's really not. It's not that hard. It's simple. You just have to take action on it. You have to have that confidence, get in there, and just know that you're there to network. So is everybody else. So get out there and talk to people. Don't talk to people you already know. All right? Even if there's somebody there that you already know and you really want to talk to, schedule a lunch, a coffee, a drink, whatever. Meet them outside of this. This is a chance for you to meet new people, not the people you already know. I hate going to networking events and talking to people I know. You understand? I get it. This is a lot of times the only time that they can come up to me or ask questions or talk to me about certain things. And I get it. And I try to make some time to do that. But my goal is also selfish. I want to network. I want to meet new people. I want to know who else is out there doing stuff that I knew nothing about. You understand? So I want to know that. And that is the point. So we covered why. We covered how. Now we're going to cover where to network. The best places to go are probably your local RIAs, your real estate investment associations. So in San Antonio, the best one is the Alamo because it's not guru-led. That means that the person on the front or whoever, you know, the organization that's putting this event together is not trying to push coaching down your throat, which is the only reason they do that, right? The only reason they hold that event. The whole point of the Alamo is to educate the community and to set a new standard for investors. So you want to join a community like that, because then the people you network with have a higher standard and you're less likely of being screwed over or taken advantage of. So look for things like that. If you have multiple RIAs in your city, most RIAs, they do the first time free. So go to each one, check them out, and then see which one do you like the best and make the investment of becoming a member there. Join that local RIA. Become a member. Because once you become a member, it opens up your doors to more conversations with other members. And a lot of RIAs, they do member-only events and stuff like that that you want to be a part of, right? So pick one, join it, become a member. That's how you really get value. Outside of the RIAs, the next place you want to go to is you want to go on Facebook events or meetup.com. I haven't been on meetup.com in a while because most people are using Facebook events. But go on Facebook events and look for happy hours. Happy hours or coffee meetups. Look for those that is just a bunch of people getting together talking real estate or talking whatever business you're in. But whatever it is, that industry that you're in, find those little groups that get together for coffee or beers or whatever it is, and they get together and they start talking about business, right? Then you go and you start the same thing. What brought you here? Why are you here? Are you successful? Are you not? What's your challenge? Ask those same questions. Well, the reason I like those the coffee ones are even better. But the reason I like the coffee and the happy hour ones is because they tend to be more intimate. All right. Unless there's some big group putting them on that they offer free drinks. I tend to not really go to those because those are just a bunch of people trying to get free drinks. Not really anybody looking to actually grow and learn something. But all the other ones are just, you know, happy hour events or coffee meetups, you want to go to because it's more intimate. The networking is so much better. And in certain ones, you actually get to go around the room and introduce yourself and introduce somebody and see what other people are doing. So then you say, you know, you can pinpoint people out and say, oh, that person's doing what I want to learn. I need to talk to them. You understand? I need to reach out. I need to get their info because that's the person I want to be networking with. And this gives you a chance to practice your pitch. Who are you? What do you do? What are your goals? Right? When you share that with people, that's how people are going to automatically put that in their head and say, okay, I got to reach out to this person next time I have this. Right? Because they want to learn. Or maybe I can reach out because I can help them. You'd be surprised at how many people actually want to help in this business or really in any business. Like most people actually like helping. So you would be surprised. You want to get out there. You want to network. You want to meet these people. So that's pretty much it. I mean, that is truly the secret. I am not kidding you. If you do not believe me, go to the next networking event and see how many people are actually standing on the sidelines, not doing a damn thing. And then see how many people are talking to people they already know, to their own friends. And they're having a talk about a blast, talking about basketball, or whatever dumb shit they're talking about, instead of taking advantage and talking to people about the topic that you're there to talk about. So be smart, take advantage of this. Really kick it into overdrive. And then if there's any other questions you're having about this, please reach out. You know, if there's anything that's holding you back from taking that step, reach out and we can talk it out. We can see how we can get you to break through that and get out there and do this. So I hope you guys enjoy this. You know, leave me a comment, leave me a review. Reviews are awesome. If you guys can take the, you know, the 30 seconds to do so, they're really good. They really help. If you're on iTunes, there's a little, you know, you scroll up, you can leave reviews there or on Facebook page. I mean, wherever you want, whatever's easiest, they definitely help. And I just appreciate you guys listening. And again, if you have any questions on future topics, shoot me a message. Let me know what you want to hear about and we'll make sure to cover it. So thanks again for listening and I'll catch you guys on the next one.